Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 8, 1805. The boat finally dry. Today is a warm day, and the boat is dry enough for Lewis to apply his sealant. He is quite happy with its appearance, but he has doubts that it is going to work. Despite his preoccupation with the iron boat, Lewis still takes the opportunity to examine a small fox that turns out to be a new species, currently known as a swift fox. He also takes the time to write the first scientific description of the 13-striped ground squirrel. Today, we'll hear Captain Clark's entry.
A warm morning, flying clouds. I determined to take the width of the river at the falls and the Medicine River, and to take the greater part of the men which can be spared to kill buffaloes for their skins as well as meat. Divided the party and sent them in different directions to hunt, and proceeded myself to the mouth of the Medicine River. Measured it and found it to be 137 yards wide. In the narrowest part of the Missouri, immediately above Medicine River, the Missouri is 300 yards wide, and below, a little above the falls, 1,440 yards wide, with the direction of the upper Great Fall, 580 yards wide. At the Great Spring, 270 yards wide. At the Handsome Falls, 47 feet 8 inches, the river is 473 yards wide. At the lower Great Falls, the river is confined within 280 yards. Below the falls, the water occupies 93 yards only. After taking the width of the river at those sundry places, I returned through the plains in a direct line to camp. Some rain this evening after a very hot day. The mountains, which are in view to the south and northwest, are covered with snow. The hunters killed 3 buffalo, 2 antelopes, and a deer today. The immense herds of buffalo, which was near us a few days ago, has proceeded on down the river. We can see but a few buffaloes on the plains. Captain William Clark, July 8, 1805.
The Missouri River was much wider then than it is today. At the widest of Clark's measurements, the river was close to 3/4 of a mile. Of course, it was early summer, and probably the river was near flood stage. Today, there are so many dams, it is pretty much regulated to an even flow. Monday, the leather boat launched.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.